This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the United States will send armored units into eastern Syria to help protect oil fields from a potential move by the Islamic State group. Speaking at a NATO summit in Brussels, Esper said Islamic State must never be allowed to threaten the Syrian oil fields.
The United States will maintain a reduced presence in Syria to deny ISIS access to oil revenue as we reposition for the next phase of the Defeat ISIS campaign.
The secretary's announcement came as President Trump tweeted that the U.S. mission in Syria is complete and American troops are coming home. Trump has ordered the withdrawal of nearly all U.S. forces from Syria. Meanwhile, Turkish-backed Syrian rebel forces entered the northeastern Syrian town of Ras al Ain on Friday. A rebel leader said his forces will demine the city, allowing civilians to return to the border town. Most of the residents have fled, many displaced at crossings like Selmaka, until they are eventually allowed into Iraqi Kurdistan. Turkish forces launched an offensive on northeastern Syria, including Ras al Ain, this month, after U.S. President Donald Trump announced his forces were withdrawing from the area. Meanwhile, Russian military police patrolled the strategic Syrian highway between the border towns of Kamishli and Tal Tamer on Friday, as 300 more military police and more than 20 armored vehicles arrived in Syria. The Russian reinforcement comes as part of an accord between Ankara and Moscow that has halted Turkey's military incursion into northeast Syria. U.S. stocks rose on Friday, with the Dow Jones Industrials up 0.57%, the S&P added 0.41%, the Nasdaq gained 0.7%. This is VOA News.